What's going on, everybody?
Time to start the show.
What's going on, G?
What up, Taco?
All right, today we're going to start off with one of the a sad topic, one that's very important. It's been going around big time. Something probably we should have been talking about a long time ago. Maryland, a young man, offensive lineman for them, passed away due to a heat stroke.
Yep.
And people sent out a report saying that the culture around there was toxic. And
that is what they're reporting, man. It was not just the players, but the coaching staff, man. So
the athletic program is getting looked at, and the president of Maryland has taken ownership of this loss, took a responsibility, which is really big.
That is.
It's not going to be a cover up or anything. They let go of the guy over the nutrition or sports. His last name was Court. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his first name, but he resigned. The coach, DJ Durkin, is on leave. What do you think is going to happen? That goes for fourth. Sorry.
You know, it's really hard to say what's going to happen. There probably won't be any criminal charges, but there, of course, will be some type of legal ramifications. I guess we'll just kind of have to wait till it unfold.
It's really sad.
It's really sad.
Jordan McNair will definitely be keeping his family in our prayers. And, I hope something, awareness, number one. But these schools have to, these people that are responsible for these kids, take better action. And life is more important than just a football game.
That's it.
And do you think the coach should resign?
Sure. I really do. And again, I want to say that Maryland's apology about Jordan McNair's death, I felt it was heartfelt, that it was genuine, which is a big deal. Still haven't heard anything from the coach. Have he even responded? I'm not sure.
I haven't seen either.
I will hope that he has some type of remorse anytime one of your guys go down. And not just that, that's not an injury. He's deceased, so that's a big deal. That was one of your guys. When you're the head coach, that's what you do. You oversee your guys. You want to know them. You want to see how you can help them, develop them to become a better man. So I hope that maybe the reason why the coach for Maryland haven't come out and said anything yet is because he's grieving himself. That's what I hope.
This happened on June 13th, and we're just now talking about it.
Wow.
Go ahead.
You think it's a cover-up?
I say I hope not. I hope media is not just thinking that there were other topics more important than this. I think that the coach should resign. I'm thinking that it's just a sad situation.
Yeah, it is. And I really, it's a sensitive topic or segment when we talk about the Maryland football team.
I hope we remember, people remember that these universities are made up by students,
right,
and people. It's not about winning games. It's not about making fun or hustling people or whatever. It's about kids becoming men.
Exactly.
These programs that give these scholarships. You want to make a difference in your lives, not take lives for things that don't matter.
Right.
You know, even if you win a conference championship, Maryland wins they're in the Big Ten, right?
Right.
If they win the championship, that trophy they win is gonna collect dust. You know, mm-hmm. these people's lives are being affected, and that I hope that brings awareness.
All right, so which leads us into the next segment, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Man, it was exciting to see Tiger back in the fold. I mean, he was tearing it up all weekend or all last weekend.
And they said that the ratings went up, overnight ratings went up 69%.
69% is
compared to last year.
That's huge, man.
That is huge. People want to see this guy. People want to see a good story where someone that was down at the very bottom, and which most of it was his fault.
Mm-hmm.
But come back and redeem himself.
And he did.
And people are loving it.
It was great to see, man. Just the crowd. I mean, just being so into it. I thought it was awesome.
They had good pictures of people right behind them.
Man, they were pumped.
Yeah.
I mean, and when you see that fist pump from Tiger, and you heard the roar. I mean, you how loud it was! It was so electric, man. I was glued to the television screen, man.
Electrifying. I think it just brought back memories of growing up, and he was dominating, and that's all you heard when it was on ESPN was Tiger Woods
and Brooks Koepka. I'm pretty sure he's glad he made those putts that he made.
Yeah,
because Tiger was coming for him, and it was just great to see Tiger, you know, hitting those shots, putting well, driving well. He had a few drives where he wasn't, you know, Tiger-like. But, I mean, just to see him playing at that level that we so used to seeing him play at, man, I mean, it was just awesome. And people, don't forget, Adam Scott was right there, too. So he was pushing Tiger. And sometimes we all need a little push in the right direction.
I agree. I wish I could be that good. I mean, my name could be out there that even if I lose and I don't win the tournament, my name is still out there more than the person that wins the game.
That's awesome. It really is, man. It's a great story. I'm glad Tiger is he had a great tournament, man. It's beautiful to see that he's back. And stay healthy, Tiger, because golf needs you.
Yes, keep your head straight.
Yeah.
Don't waver. All right, well, let's jump into Major League Baseball. It's getting close. We're in August. We got still a bunch of games to play. Who do you think we're going to start out in the American League? Who you got finishing in the top, and then your two wild cards?
All right. Right now I have Boston finishing number one, Houston number two. I'm gonna go with number three, Cleveland. Then I'm gonna go with my wild card being the Yankees. Let's see, who is my other wild card that's gonna be playing the Yankees? I have Oakland playing the Yankees.
Athletics.
Yep, Oakland Athletics. Now, in the National League, I have Atlanta. Then I have, yes, the Dodgers.
I'm
going to stick with those Dodgers. I think they'll pull it out.
What did I tell you about looking at my notes?
Next team, I'm going to go with the Cubs. I think the Cubs will win out.
Chicago.
League. Central. See the wild card team. I'm gonna go with. See who do I? Philly. I think Philly will be the other wild card team. Possibly Arizona. Maybe up there too.
Yeah, man. The National League, man. There are so many
so close.
Teams.
Yeah.
All right, in my AL East, I got Boston. Boston's killing it. I mean, they're leading the Yankees by 10 games, 10 and a half games. In the Central, I'm taking Cleveland, the Indians.
They are by 12 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the West, I'm going with Houston. I know my aunt will be happy about that. My family in Houston, shout out to y'all. My wild cards, I'm going Yankees. I think that risk for Judge, his wrist will be better.
Yep.
Ready for the playoffs.
And they're going to need him.
And then I'm going to take Oakland. Athletics, man, my family, I think my brother used to play Little League and he was always the Oakland Athletes. Is that right?
The A's.
All right, in the National League, I'm taking the Braves, and we got a little side story with this.
Acuna. Yeah.
Five games, five home runs, three leadoff.
Killing it.
And then Urena comes out of nowhere and hits him first pitch of the game.
I mean, and he's not having a great season. It looks like he's
his ERA
3-12.
3-12.
His ERA is like
someone's not getting paid after this season.
Yeah, close to five, I believe. Let me see. His ERA is 4.74. So they let you know.
And what was the breaking news?
Oh yes. The breaking news is that Marlins pitcher Jose Urena is suspended six games for hitting Acuna Jr. On the elbow.
And I got to praise Major League Baseball right now.
Yep.
Because it's bad for baseball when you have this player that's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, this guy just nails him. I mean, I was thinking about if a pitcher's having a perfect game and the batter runs out there and hits him or does something crazy and the guy has to end up leaving the game later. He had to leave that game. He tried to stay out there. He had to leave the game, and it's just not good for baseball. So
they clocked that pitch at 97.5 miles per hour. So it was coming.
They said that was like in the 90 percentile of pitches he's thrown, like the fastest.
Wow.
One of the fastest.
Wow.
So,
and it was coming, and he didn't have much time to even try to get away.
No. So back to my list. Sorry, we had to cut
That's
out
okay.
on the Braves.
Yeah.
In my Central, I'm going crazy here. I'm throwing out St. Louis.
Drum roll, please.
St. Louis in the Central. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just think it's going to happen.
Please don't say what I think you're going to say.
West, the LA Dodgers.
All right, that makes sense.
That's what I'm taking the Dodgers. I like the Dodgers. I like Magic. Oh, Magic don't own them anymore, or part owner.
He's not part owner.
And then my two wild cards will be the Cubs, even though they've got 70 games right now. They're the only team in the major league with 70 game win record
Cubs,
right now.
They,
but I'm picking them to be a wild card, and I'm taking Philly.
That's a good choice.
All right, going into our next segment, we're going into the NFL, and we're going to pick five quarterbacks. Who are your top five quarterbacks, G?
Hey, all right, so my number one quarterback at the start of the NFL season, 2018, I'm going with that man they call Aaron Rodgers.
That's so cheesy.
It's very cheesy. And people, he is gonna have a great season this year.
Man, I'm loving that Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
The addition.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just another weapon.
Yeah.
You know?
And like you said, Rodgers, smart guy.
He's a smart guy. All right, so my number two quarterback. It's Cam Newton. I mean, he's throwing. He has a rocket for an arm. And then his legs, he's gonna run too. You got to think Cam Newton is playing a little bit smarter as a quarterback. He's pulling back now and not running first, and he's trying to stay true to the position, which I like that. Now, and maybe this year he returns back to that Super Bowl. Cam Newton. So I know a lot of people will probably put Tom Brady over Cam Newton, but this is not all time. This is right now where they are in their career. Cam Newton is a better quarterback. That's in my opinion. Number three, I have Tom Brady, because all Tom Brady do is win.
win.
And the team that he has, you know, the Patriots, they have Belichick and they have Brady. So they're going to be there. So that's why I'm putting Brady there. Number four, I have Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson would do really good things this year. I know a lot of people will put the Foley, the Super Bowl winning.
Nick Foles.
Put the Super Bowl winning quarterback up here in the top five. But I thought he had a good Super Bowl. But I think these quarterbacks wins games. So Russell Wilson, I seen him have a game last year. Man, he was dynamite. I mean, he made. I must say, he probably made 10 throws in a row, and they ended up scoring a touchdown and winning the game. And he made the football play on every play, whether he had to run, whether he had to throw, he just made the right play. And it was awesome to see. My number five quarterback is Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun.
Man, that's a great pick. I can't say anymore. I'm jealous that I didn't make that pick.
I just think when I, you know, watched the season last year when he was on the field, I mean, you know, and I was really down on it. Don't get me wrong, because Clemson beat my Buckeyes, so I really didn't care for Watson. But when I seen that he was able to make the transition to the NFL and he really played well, I say, wow, he's an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And when he went down, I say, wow, Houston really needs him. So that's why he's high up on my list this year. So
I mean, and plus the injuries, the people, J.J. Watt's coming back.
Yep,
people coming back that have been hurt. But like you said, he was tearing it up, and those guys were out too.
Yeah.
And he was making a difference on that team.
He really was.
All right, my top five. Mine's kind of different. I'm probably thinking all-time. All-time as far as quarterbacks. But as far as careers, maybe a little bit. But I'm going with Tom Brady, number one. You know, I'm picking him because he went to Michigan. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Nah, Tom Brady, great quarterback. Smart.
He is a great quarterback.
Weapons he's going to have. I mean, some of them are going to be a lot of new wide receivers, but he's getting
new running backs. An
Edelman back. Gronk's gonna be there. I mean,
yeah, Gronk is
Hogan. So
Gronk gotta stay healthy though.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Number two is your number one, Aaron Rodgers, because yeah. Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
He's also got a tight end called Graham who went to the U. Third,
yes,
I'm going.
He is a Miami fan.
Oh yes. Third, I'm picking Russell Wilson.
Okay.
I couldn't name anybody else on Seattle because they've all been.
Yeah, the defense.
They're gone.
The Legion of Boom, where are they? Are they going to show up? Is there still any Legion of Boom players out there?
Yep. So I'm going with Russell Wilson third. Fourth, I'm going Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is
the bully maker. I'm picking him to have a good season.
And talk about Drew Brees. He's kind of defying Father Time right now. I mean, yeah. I'm just waiting for him to, you know,
he's
play
old.
Like his age. Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting up there, and he's getting up there where like people are like, man, is this his last year or what? Like sort of like what was going on with Peyton Manning at the end of his career. So, last a dude that I do not like, but I got to put him on the list because all the weapons he has behind him. Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Atlanta Falcons.
Matty Ice.
Yeah. I think Julio and now Calvin Ridley, they're going to make him look really good. As
you can't forget about Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to make him look good.
They still got Freeman.
They got him paid.
Okay, yeah. So.
Yeah, Freeman. All right, man. G, drop your five top running backs.
Man, this is some list right here. The number one running back I have in the NFL is a guy who went to the Ohio State Buckeyes, Ezekiel Elliott. I think he would tear up the league this year, hopefully in a full season.
He finished 10th last year, and he missed multiple games.
Yeah, he missed multiple games. His focus was mostly dealing with his off-field issues, which he was found not guilty or something. However that went, I know it's his personal business, but I think he'll be more focused this year. He'll bounce back. If not number one, he'll at least finish top five in running back statistics. All right, my number two running back, and I have him on my list. It's not my first choice because he plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, people. Le'Veon Bell. I think he'll do it all. He'll catch the ball. He'll run the ball. He might even throw the ball.
He does it all.
Yeah, he does it all. So
he wants to get paid. He wants to get paid.
Hey, man, have a great season. Except for those two games you play against the Bengals, man. Do okay. All right.
He's a Beagles fan. I'm an A.J. Green fan.
A.J. Green, man, he is going to tear it up. Even though we're not talking about wide receivers, catch us next week, and we'll bring you some other areas of the NFL. My number three quarterback, that man with all that money, all that cake, Todd Gurley for the L.A. Rams. He just got paid, people, and it's a reason why they paid him. And people are wearing their A Gurley Man shirts because he is that man. And we'll see what he do. He may end up being the number one running back in the league. I just think Ezekiel Elliott would be the number one running back because what other weapons do Dallas have?
Yeah, Dez Bryant did leave.
Yeah, he left, and the other guys are going to have to step it up. But he's the one guy that's on that offense that's ready day one. And they're going to hand him the ball, and he's going to be saying, feed me. All right, number four is a player, a weapon for Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara. You know, when he played at the Tennessee Vols, man, I really didn't know what skill set he had. I knew he was fast. I knew he can run a ball, but I don't think the Volunteers used him that well in college. But when he get to the NFL and play with Drew Brees, I mean, he been killing it.
Yeah, he started out with he was committed to Georgia.
Yeah,
I was a Georgia fan at the time when he committed. Then he went to Alabama.
And then he
transferred to Tennessee. So he's got a taste of some good programs.
It's good for
him. Oh yeah. And now look at him.
Look at him, man. He's catching the ball out the flat, man. He's also running the ball really good. Yeah. So, and he's fast, man.
He's part of that two-headed monster Drew Brees has with Kamari and Mark Ingram.
Yep. Ingram, you never know what he's going to do this year. But my number five running back is Leonard Fournette for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
LSU Tiger.
You know, he'll have a big season simply because that defense, the way that they play.
Jalen Ramsey.
You may see a lot of turnovers and that offense starting, on the other team's field, a short field. And I think he'll have a lot of touchdowns, maybe – one carry for 30 yards and touchdown,
he's no joke.
No joke, man.
I can't wait to see the Jaguars. They're young. And they've had some good picks. Yeah. I can't wait to see what they do.
So, Art, who do you have for your top five running backs this year?
Top five. I'm staying home. Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
Taking Derrick Henry. He's just, this guy's a beast. He was a beast in college.
Yeah, he was.
He's like a linebacker playing a running back. This guy really blows me away. So I'm just picking him number one. I don't know who's surrounded. I don't know what the offensive line looks like, but him and Mariota, I think, gonna make things happen.
Yeah.
Number two is your boy, the Ohio State Buckeye, Ezekiel Elliott. I'm taking him.
Zeke.
Third, I'm taking Todd Gurley, LA yep. Rams. Just got paid, so maybe yeah. not. He might fall off like they after they
it's
get
possible.
Paid.
Yeah,
I don't
possible.
Know, but I like him. Alvin Kamari, I think we got the same list almost.
Yeah, it's about.
And my last is Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
And my notable mention is Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin yeah. Gordon for the Chargers.
I think we're in for a great season this year. We'll see how that go. It's really, man, a exciting time for sports. We have the Major League Baseball playoffs coming up soon.
Boom.
October is a great time. And then we have the NFL. We'll have, some games in.
Yep.
And then also,
starting in 2 weeks, what happens starts in 2 weeks?
Right, and then
college football.
College football.
Oh my goodness!
We're gonna have the NBA preseason going. So I mean, it's like October is coming up. We're almost in September. We're halfway through August. I mean, sports is just heating up right now. It's an incredible time. And we're wrapping up on this episode. So. What we're going to bring to you that we didn't have a chance to bring to you last week. Art, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for life, my family, my wife, my two girls, and my extended family. That's my first. This is going to be my first thankful, and it has to be my family. I'm just thankful to have the opportunity to be a part of my family.
That's it.
What are you thankful for, G?
Hey, man, I'm the same, man. I'm family-oriented, man. Thanks for my family for allowing me to be me, you know, because not everybody has the great family atmosphere. You know, they don't come out of that. But I must say, my wife and my kids, they do a great job. They do great things. My wife is awesome. My kids are doing excellent in school. Everything that a dad can ask for and a husband can ask for.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, and also my extended family. My work friends, outside of work friends.
Just the opportunity to be a dad, blows my mind. But like we said, we're wrapping up. Check us out next week. Appreciate all the love and the feedback.
Peace.